Welcome to Maseches Peah, Periches Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7. Here's a brief introduction. The Mishnah until this point discussed Matnas Anim, Peah, Leket, Shikha, and even Maser Ani. Now the Mishnah actually segues into the mitzvah of Tzedakah. You know, the Torah teaches us, L'sa'ametzes levavcha, don't close your heart, L'sik b'ses yadcha, don't close your hand, M'yachicha ha'avyon, from your brother who is poor, rather, paseach tiftaches yadecha, open your hands. Now, the Gemara learns from Pasayach Tiptach, the double expression of open, that not only do you have to support the people who live in your town, but you have to support people who come from a different town to your town as well. Because based on this, the Chazal, the rabbis instituted, that there were two tzedakah institutions in every Jewish community in the times of the Mishnah. The first one was called the kupa, or the box. Basically, the people who were appointed to oversee this kupa, or this box, they would walk around once a week, and they would collect a money for people who were poor, that hopefully they'd be able to provide these people for money. And it was provided for them every Erev Shabbos, enough that would last the poor people for 1 week of food till the upcoming Erev Shabbos. That's the kupa. That's more of like a long-term type of charity. Then there was the tamchoi. A tamchoi means the plate. Daily, they would go around and they would collect food, money, to take care of people, to give them the daily food that they needed. This Mishnah here is going to discuss the Tamchoi. It'll also discuss the Kupa on some level. So Mishnah says like this, let's say the people who are responsible to distribute the tzedakah money, if somebody is passing through an ani, a poor person, they cannot give them less. One loaf of bread that could be purchased for four times when four sa' of chitim of wheat are sold with a sela. So basically, when they give this fellow a loaf of bread, it has to be approximately 6 beitzim's worth, which is enough for a person to eat for 2 meals, enough bread for 2 meals. Lun. Let's say that poor person wasn't just passing through in the day, but actually stayed overnight. They have to provide him with bedding accommodations, a bed, a pillow, and a blanket. Shavas. Let's say this poor person passing through stayed for Shabbos. They give him food for 3 meals. A person has to eat 3 meals on Shabbos, one at night and 2 in the day. Let's say a person has in his backpack 2 meals worth of food. He becomes disqualified from taking from the daily tamchoi. However, he could still take from the kupa. But once he has enough for 1 week, 14 meals, then he's disqualified from taking from the kupa as well. Now, when the gaboim, when the agents who were responsible to collect the charity would walk throughout the community, hakupa nigvus bishnayim, the kupa, which was the long-term charity initiative, was collected by 2 people, v'mischalekes b'shloisha. But when they actually distributed it, it was distributed by 3 people, which is kind of like a Jewish court that would be responsible to oversee any financial transaction. However, the tamchui, which is collected daily, that was actually collected with 3 different people and immediately distributed by 3 because they couldn't wait around until they had 3 people because it was for the food that the people needed for the spot. They were hungry. Thank you so much for participating in today's Mishnayos. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.